He's gonna take it himself for a championship!
A double play and wins it for three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from North Allegheny in the WPIL softball quarterfinals. The WJPA Sports Network set to bring you another 2A softball quarterfinal featuring number 6 Charleroi and number 3 Laurel. The winner advances to next week's semis against Bentworth. A winner 8-1 over Shenango. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew, Jason Tennant, our floor director here at NA, along with Brandon Bennett on camera. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Charleroi put up a run rule win over number 11 Greensburg Central Catholic on Tuesday, while perennial power Laurel, the returning WPIL runner-up, had a first-round bye. The top seed in this bracket, Neshannock, the defending champion, also had a bye along with number 3 Bentworth. By the end of today, the original 13-team field will have been whittled down to a final four, and 3 of those 4 will qualify for states. Wrapping up just a little bit ago here at NA, Bentworth scored 1 in the first, 2 in the second. Shenango a run in the 4th inning, but then Bentworth adding on and closing it out with the 8-1 win. Today's game is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By attorney John Patricic, with nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. We'll take a closer look at Charleroi and Laurel when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-239.
Welcome back to North Allegheny, where John Cagnetti and his crew here putting finishing touches,
batting eighth and playing right
primarily
field,
on this playing surface, 18, and talked about this in our first ball game. Just an outstanding playing surface playing here, field, both softball where we are and up above us about 15 Scoble feet higher in elevation here on the NA campus, the baseball field. I got to tell you, if I want to play a game on a natural surface that's as good as it can be in high school in western Pennsylvania, I got to come to North Allegheny. What the district commits and what John Cagnetti brings about is just really outstanding. Just a great facility, well cared for, well taken care of. But I will also mention that we'll play ball when John Cagnetti says we'll play ball, and not a minute before that, because we are going to groom the infield. We are going to reline the playing surface, the foul lines, the batters and coaches' boxes, and we're going to look at the start of game 2 coming up, and then game 3, which Green Sports will have for your listening pleasure, Jeff Morgan and Union, here at NA in a 1A matchup. That will follow somewhere around 7 o'clock, though we are already 15 minutes past our scheduled start time for this game two. But when game two starts here shortly, and then later tonight when game three starts, it will look like it's the first game of the day and that the ground crew has poured their heart and soul into making it just exactly as you would want to play on it. Promised you a deeper dive into these two teams. Charleroi comes in with a record of 14-4, and you would think, okay, that's probably a runner-up finish. Not so in Section 3. Four games off the pace. Lost twice to Bentworth. Lost twice to Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. The only losses of the season for the Charleroi Cougars. They've won five in a row, beating Fort Cherry and Wash High to close section play, then wins against 5A Peters Township, 4A Ringgold, and a playoff win the other day in this 2A bracket against Greensburg Central Catholic, the 11 seed in that bracket, an 11-0 run rule win for Charleroi. Cougars 8-2 in their last 10, losses back-to-back to Bentworth and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Nearly beat the Chargers, but fell 4-3 after Bentworth spun a shutout to win their 4-0 that game at the home of the Bearcats. On the Spartan side, 16-4. You think, hey, that could overall 16-4 record? You could win it. Nope. Guess who's there? Neshannock. That's right. Those Lawrence County schools just battle, play over and over and over again. And Neshannock at 12-0, Laurel at 10-2. Their only section losses to the Lancers, 3-0 and 5-1. Since that second loss to Neshannock back on April the 19th, 10 consecutive wins for Laurel. Consecutive shutouts against Shenango, Freedom, twice against Aliquippa, and Mercer out of District 10. Check these numbers. All run rule, 10, 22, 16, 15, and 11. And beat Shenango 12-1, the team that Bentworth just eliminated, and closed section play with an 11-5 victory against Riverside. Riverside, the fourth place finisher in the section. Non-conference wins, a 10-0 victory over Knock, 4-2 over Elwood City, and a 9-4 win over 5A North Hills. And first round bye for the Laurel Spartans in the opening round of the playoffs, and now set to get underway. Been 8 days since the Spartans last played a PIAA sanctioned game, that the victory against North Hills. Ground crew finishing up, working the first base line at the moment, and shortly thereafter, the now kneeling John Cagnetti, who's about to get a fresh coat of paint on home plate, where Tim Hatfield will call balls and strikes. John Palko will work the first base line, and Dave Greer will handle the third base line. At least that is until runners end up on the bases. Other action today involving Washington and Greene County teams, Chartiers Houston and Jeanette in the 1A bracket playing right now at West Mifflin. Our game just a couple of minutes away from starting. Also, a scheduled 5 o'clock start at Montour, and I believe they are underway in the 1A bracket. Number 2, Carmichael's, number 7, Southside. And then tonight here at North Allegheny, also in that 1A bracket, number 8, Jeff Morgan, and number 1, Union. And that game will be on greensports.net and the NFHS network via the WPIL exclusive agreements with NFHS. One softball quarterfinal game tomorrow in that 1A bracket. That is number 5, West Greene, number 4, Frazier. And that game moved to tomorrow because of Frazier's prom is today. That game is a scheduled 2 o'clock start at Peterswood Park. Baseball action on Monday moves to quarterfinals for most of the brackets. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6, all quarters are on Monday, and semis on Tuesday. On the other side, though, the 5A bracket, the right side of the bracket, quarters will be on Monday, the other side on Tuesday, and that's because Shaler and South Fayette couldn't finish their first-round game yesterday, so they moved both quarterfinals on that half, including Trinity Bethel Park and West Allegheny against the Shaler South Fayette winner. Those will both be played on Tuesday. Let's pop the starting lineups for you and pop on my 175s here for the Charleroi Cougars, the sixth seed in the bracket. Kaylee Seipold, second baseman, will lead off, followed by shortstop Avery Pendo and third baseman Ariana Blouse. Center fielder Riley Jones in the four spot, followed by the pitchers Sophia Salashi and the catcher Madeline Lancey. Designated player Emma Stefanik in the seven spot, followed by right fielder Lila Bruner and the left fielder Emma Scoble. The flex player is the first baseman Taryn O'Neill. Charleroi head coach Trey Tillman with that lineup. For the Laurel Spartans and head coach Frank Duddy, it'll be center fielder Ivy Pancher to be followed by shortstop Macy Lang and first baseman Addie Deal. Pitcher Autumn Boyd in the four spot, followed by second baseman Riley Balcom and the third baseman Hayden Seifert. Catcher Lexi Brewer bats seventh. Lexi Sherry, the left fielder, hits eighth. And Lexi Kroll, the right fielder, will bat ninth. So it's the firm of Lexi, Lexi, and Lexi to close the batting order for the Laurel Spartans.
Ivy Pancher.
Kaylee Seipold ready to step in. And Autumn Boyd winds and deals the game's first pitch. Strike called, says Tim Hatfield, and we are underway 21 minutes past the hour. Right-handers 0-1 to the plate. Check swing, tapper to third. Seifert gloves the throw up the line a little bit, but a nice stretch by Addie Deal to get the first out.
Adding second, the shortstop, number 16.
Get a good look there, that stretch back toward the home plate area, toward the pitcher's circle as well by Deal to retire Seipold. That'll bring up Avery Pendo. Left-handed hitting shortstop stands in. Run up slap down the left field line, drops it in 2 feet fair. Rounding first, heading for second is Pendo, and we'll get in there with the slap double. That'll bring up Ariana Blouse. Cougars come out with that slap base hit. 60 feet to third, another 80 feet probably on that,
14,
beyond that.
Ariana
so 150-foot double. Blouse takes a pitch down and in for ball one. Going to appeal the swing. John Palko says no to the Tim Hatfield inquiry. Boyd deals to the plate. Swing and a miss. No question this time around. One ball, one strike, one out, runner at second. Pitch to the plate. Bunt shown. Chopped out in front of the plate. Pitcher Boyd comes and gets it quickly. And on the play, sliding in safely at third is Pendo. Blouse with the sacrifice. 1-3.
Adding to center fielder, number 4, Riley Jones.
And Riley Jones comes to the plate. Cougars giving up an out to try to get 60 feet, but they give up their second out to do so. Hand it over to cleanup hitter Jones. First pitch, backs her off the plate, ball one. And you, those of you watching on NFHS Network may have seen our camera position stationed there at first base. Get a look at those, any bang-bang plays and questions about feet off the base by the first baseman. And good work by our umpiring crew in game one. All three questionable situations were confirmed by that video. Look, swing and a miss. And now 1-2, the count on Riley Jones. Autumn Boyd gave up the slap double with one out. And Pendo to third on the sacrifice for the second out. Here comes Boyd's 1-2 to the plate. Swing and a miss. Side retired. Cougars get a hit but leave a runner aboard. We've played a half inning. Charleroi nothing. Laurel coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Set the Charleroi defensive alignment. Sophia Selassie in the circle. Madeline Lancey catching. Taryn O'Neill at first. Kaylee Seipold at second. Ariana Blouse at third. And Avery Pendo, a Cougar shortstop. Emma Scoble in left. Riley Jones in center. Lila Bruner is the right fielder. Our broadcast vantage point is that look you have right there. Those of you looking online at NFHS, we are above the left center field fence. Great vantage point here at North Allegheny. Ivory Pancher takes the first pitch down and in for ball one as we move to the bottom of the first inning. Selassie winds and deals. The lefty brings a pitch into the strike zone. It's fouled off straight back of the bleacher deck at home plate. Missed some time in the circle. But it is go time for the Cougars now. Got a win to give yourself a couple of chances to make states. Ball stroked. One hop. Second baseman Seipold throws to O'Neill. One out here in the bottom of the first. Ball solidly hit.
Number 16, Macy Lang.
Nice, clean one-hop play by second baseman. Macy Lang comes to the plate now. Lang, left-handed hitting shortstop, batting against the lefty pitcher. Selassie deals, first offering, fouled off the backstop screen, nearly went over the third base dugout. Want to say thanks to a longtime friend and colleague, Lee Moan. We've been exchanging lineup and officials info all day long and likely will again. Ball popped foul. It actually drops in play. Left fielder Scoble kind of jogged after it. Not a lot of room over there, but probably 15 feet beyond the foul line. And Scoble maybe may have thought that ball was going further away, and it dropped in foul territory. No balls and two strikes. Ground ball past the pitcher. Shortstop gloves. Runner fast. Throw to first. In time for the out. And we'll put that camera view to work once again.
Adding third, the third baseman.
And ground ball tapped. The third hop and the shortstop play and the throw in time. Avery Pendo with enough on it to retire the batter Lang. Addie Deal, the first baseman, stands in now. Also left-handed swing. Two middle infield ground outs so far from the Spartans. Ball slap foul. That might get onto the baseball field, and indeed it does. Talked earlier about the concern. First time I ever came here about balls flying onto the softball field from the baseball, but much more often what happens is what just happened. That is a foul ball here getting into the outfield up above. Grounder going to get into right field. Base hit for Deal. Put that between the first and second baseman. Throw back behind the runner. And if that ball is caught by O'Neill, Deal is going to be out. But gets back in. Base hit.
Adding fourth, the pitcher.
Two out single. Bring up pitcher Autumn Boyd. Here in the Laurel first. Salashi deals. First pitch to Boyd is popped up behind first. Second baseman Seipold calls for it, makes the grab. Side retired. No runs a hit. One left on for Laurel. We've played one inning. Charleroi and Laurel scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Charleroi one out double in the top of the first, and Laurel a two out single in the bottom of the frame. Both teams a hit and a runner left on. We go to the top of the second inning.
The pitcher, number 25.
Pitcher Sophia Salashi comes to the plate. It'll be Salashi, Lancey, and Stefanik to bat up for the Cougars here in the second. Boyd winds and deals. Off-speed pitch. Back Salashi off the plate and then breaks over the strike zone for strike one. A 1 slap foul. And now no balls and two strikes. Three 3 o'clock starts, so we should be able to get the rest of this bracket filled in with the exception of this game. Salashi fouls another pitch off. We will endeavor to accomplish that feat. Pass those along. Another 0-2. Salashi chases something up out of the zone. Second consecutive strikeout for Autumn Boyd. One down here in the second. Bring up catcher Madeline Lancey.
Now batting the catcher, number nine, Maddie Lancey.
Lancey trying to snap this string. Three straight retired after the Pendo slap double. Right-hander Boyd winds and deals. Pitch misses low for ball one. Ball popped up. This is in the home plate area. Catcher Brewer, first baseman Deal. And Deal has it in the glove and can't keep it there. E3 extends the Lancey at bat. Lancey wanted to swing, couldn't pull the trigger, and down on strikes. Two out in the inning, three straight strikeouts for the right-hander
Emma
Boyd.
Stefanski.
Emma Stefanik comes to the plate. First pitch, slap foul wide of the first base bag. Good idea, just couldn't quite finish it off. Don't know how closely Addy Deal would have come to fielding that. It was Beyer before she got to the base, but several feet wide of the mark. Designated player for the Cougars. 0-1, swing and a miss. Again, Boyd goes upstairs. Two out, nobody on for Charleroi. Top of the second inning. The sixth seed, 0-2. Check swing. Boy, went a long way around. Going to get an appeal, and John Palco says no. Get a peek at that from center field camera. Ball, bat did not appear to cross the plate. This time, swing and a miss, and Stefanik goes around. Four strikeouts in the game, four in order for Autumn Boyd as Charleroi set down in order in the second. We played 1.5, Charleroi and Laurel scoreless on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Riley Balcom.
Riley Balcom will lead off the Laurel second inning. First pitch from Selassie is popped up foul and out of play over the first base dugout. Laurel, the home team, because of their three seed, Charleroi seated sixth. That's also the reason that Charleroi had to play Tuesday and Laurel did not. Swing and a miss, and Balcom in an 0-2 hole now. O-2 from Selassie, drop ball misses just below the knees. All the Charleroi people wanted that call, but ball dropped low. Comes the 1-2 from the lefty. That one misses way high. Count even up at 2-2. One more game here in the WPIL quarterfinals today. That is a 7 o'clock scheduled start. Jeff Morgan and Union in the 1A bracket. 2-2, fisted foul and out of play. Count holds there on second baseman Riley Balcom. Two-two, popped up, diving attempt. Selassie touches the ball in fair territory. Boy, she doesn't make the catch, and if she just lets it go, it's going to spin foul. That's twice today we've seen pitchers make plays on balls that if they just don't touch them, they'll go foul. Diving effort by Selassie, and the ball touched in fair territory and rolls into foul. That is a base hit for Balcom. They'll bring up third baseman Hayden Seifert. Seifert rips one inside the bag at third, down into the left field corner. Scoble plays it back quickly, holding Seifert to a single, but back-to-back hits here in the second. And the Laurel Spartans with something going. Three of their last four batters have base hits. Two on and nobody out in the second.
The catcher, number 34, Alexis Brewer.
Lexi Brewer coming to the plate now. First pitch swinging, fly ball just out into the grass behind third, handled there by Pendo for the first out. It brings up left fielder Lexi Sherry.
Getting the left fielder, number 00, Alexis Sherry.
Runners at first and second still for Laurel. Now one out here in the second. First pitch bunt shown. Pushed right back to the pitcher. Selassie Fields throws to second baseman Seipold covering. The sacrifice by the eighth hitter goes 1-4. Seifert to second, Balcom to third.
Now batting to right fielder, number 13, and Alexis Kroll.
And again, you get into that age-old discussion about the eight hitter giving up the second out to bring up the nine hitter. Alexi Kroll stands in, first pitch swinging, fouls it off. Runners at second and third and two out. Charleroi defense set. New supply of softballs provided to home plate umpire Tim Hatfield. Selassie deals 0-1 to the plate. Grounder to short. Glove by Pendo. Throw to first. Side retired. Back-to-back singles to open the inning. But nothing doing from the Spartans after that. We've played two. Charleroi and Laurel scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-2330.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Bottom part of the Charleroi batting order, 8, 9, and 1 due up. Lila Bruner to lead it off, the Charleroi right fielder in this 3-6 matchup. Bruner takes a fastball called strike from Autumn Boyd. With right-hander, full windup, deals to the plate, check swing, foul ball, and now 0-2. The hole for the eight-hitter Lila Bruner. Only score we can tell you from this bracket so far is the one that we had here at NA, 8-1 Bentworth over Shenango. Bruner takes a fastball high, 1-2. Yeah, single-A game coming up next. Jeff Morgan and Union, the Scotties, the number one seed. Swing and a miss. Once again, up the ladder goes Autumn Boyd. Five straight strikeouts.
Now batting. The left fielder, number 30.
Emma Scoble to bat now. One down here in the Charleroi third. Left-handed slap hitter in that nine spot. Run up, takes a fastball inside part of the plate for a called strike. Here comes the 0-1 from Boyd. Scoble waves and misses. Maybe just as well. She may have been out of the batter's box. She got an early start there on Boyd. If she didn't read the timing of the windup. And now 0-2, taken high, appeal to swing, and no swing, says Dave Greer, umpiring along the line at third. Ball and two strikes. Only base runner so far for Charleroi, Avery Pendo with a slap double to left. Pitch misses high, ball two. Talked about clouds earlier, high white clouds with a little bit of darkness in some of them, but that has given way to it. Just a brilliant afternoon. Wave and a miss, and down on strikes goes Scobel. Six consecutive batters struck out by Autumn Boyd. Two out. Back to the top of the order. Kaylee Seipold comes to the plate. Grounded out to third to open the ball game. Seipold swings in front of a changeup, 0-1. This is, days like today are how I know there's diamond sports in heaven. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1-1. Because if things are perfect there, this is what this days like this are made for, to play baseball and softball. So, love it. Swing and a miss. Seipold out in front of a pitch in the dirt. She was committed to swinging at that, expecting something hard, and never did check off. Now in a 1-2 hole. Boyd deals. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back innings, striking out the side. Seven consecutive strikeouts for Laurel's Autumn Boyd. We've played two and a half. Charleroi, Laurel, scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Great to have you along this afternoon here on WJPA AM in Washington. For more than 80 years, Pennsylvania's radio sports leader. And welcome those of you listening around the world online at WJPA.com, watching with us on the NFHS network. Top of the Laurel batting order here in the third, Ivy Pancher grounded out to second to start the Laurel first. Leads off the third here, swings at the first pitch and fouls it right down off the left ankle, and she is going to hobble around a little bit. Stepped hard, swung hard, and put that right down on her ankle. Jason, can we run that one more time? Thank you very much. Oof. That hurts watching. If you've never played one of the diamond sports and haven't done that, you have no idea. Swing and a miss. Pancher chases something up out of the zone and now is in an 0-2 hole. Steps back in. No balls, two strikes. Sophia Selashie winds and deals. Took a little something off. Called strike three. First strikeout of the game for the Charleroi left-hander.
Now batting to shortstop.
And I'll bring up shortstop Macy Lang. Grounded out to short. Her first time up. Lefty on lefty. Scoreless ball game. Bottom of the third. First pitch above the letters, ball one. As each inning, each out is marked off in the books, things start to ratchet up in intensity a little bit more and a little bit more. Selashie misses high, 2-0 to Lang. Charleroi, 10 batters through three innings. This is the 11th batter for Laurel with one out here in the third. Ball slap foul to the backstop. No runs on three hits. Three left on for the Spartans. No runs on one hit. One left on for Charleroi. Wave and a miss. Left-handed hitter chasing a pitch that was in the other batter's box. The old bed slat comment comes to mind there. Tapper to third, charged, booted off the leg of Blaus and into center field. First error of the game on Charleroi. Blaus just did not get it in the glove somehow. And now Addie Deal comes up. Deal singled in her first at bat. Two out single in the first inning. Ball hit sharply to right field. Hits one on the ground past the shortstop, and this is going to split the outfielder, Scoble and Jones. Jones will track it down, rounding third, and coming home is Lang. She covered a lot of ground in a hurry, but that ball getting to the fence, and there was nothing that could be done. That ball just underneath the glove of Pendo and got clear to the warning track before Jones was able to track it down.
11,
RBI double for Deal, her second hit of the game. And the error comes back to hurt the Cougars. Arl takes a 1-0 lead and still only one out here in the inning. Autumn Boyd to bat, popped out to second in her first at bat, pops up here, but that drifts out of play. Foul ball.
Okay. That's even better. Okay.
Oh, each team guilty of an error now. Laurel Spartans jump in front. Winner gets Bentworth in the semifinals. Boyd takes a pitch low, blocked by Lancey. You know, it is entirely conceivable that this could be in a three-batter inning. The ball hit by Lang should have gotten an out, and then the ball hit by Deal that ends up going clear to the warning track could have gotten an out. Fly ball to center. First step in by Jones. Goes over her head. Boyd heading for second. She'll get there with a double. Back-to-back RBI doubles for Deal and Boyd. And Laurel takes a 2-0 lead. Riley Jones did not read the line drive hit right at her well.
Batting to second baseman.
First step on the batted Riley ball Malcolm. Was toward the plate, toward the infield. And the line drive carried over her head. Batter now is Riley Balcom. Takes a pitch high for ball one. Laurel up 2-0. Knee five and back-to-back doubles. Still only one out. Selassie deals. Balcom takes that pitch down and in 2-0. Slashy, long time, gets the sign, deals to the plate, 2-0, popped up foul and out of play. Spartans 16-4 on the year, runner up to Neshanic in the section. Charleroi at 14-4 and a third place finish. In its section. But right now, most important thing, down 2-0, trying to get out of it. Balcom pops another one foul. That's off the light pole behind the first base dugout and back into play. We count now at 3-2 to Balcom, singled to open the second. Laurel had back-to-back singles but could not cash anybody in the second. But after one out, an error, and back-to-back doubles here in the third, two runs across. 3-2 to Balcom. Takes it outside for ball four. First walk of the game. Batter now is Hayden Seifert.
Now batting the third baseman, Hayden Seifert.
Seifert with a single in her first at-bat this afternoon. 2-0 Laurel. First pitch to Seifert. Takes it for a called strike, outer half of the plate. The 2A quarterfinals. Winner gets Bentworth. Seifert takes down and in for a ball. 1-1. Seifert awaits. Selassie deals. Misses high for a ball. 2-1. Cougars recognize the importance of the situation. 2 on, 1 out. Ground ball going to get into center field. Base hit up the middle. Runner at second. Boyd had to wait. Throw to the infield is cut off. An RBI single for Seifert makes it 3-0. Error, double, double, walk, single, and three runs across. And now Lexi Brua comes to the plate. The hit by Seifert, by the way, her second hit of the game. Balcom took second on the ground ball into center field. Brua hits a grounder to third, or to short. Throw to third for one. Cross the diamond, not in time. Cougars get the lead runner. Balcom retired 6-5. Fielder's choice has Brua aboard.
Now batting number double zero.
Brua, by the way, one of the outstanding girls wrestlers for the Spartans. State qualifier and state medalist, in fact. Lexi Sherry stands in, swings and misses at the first pitch. Sherry put down a sacrifice bunt, but obviously with two outs, no danger of that at the moment. Seifert at second, Brua at first. 0-1 swung on and foul tipped. Now 0-2. Solid contact right up the middle. Over and over in this inning for the Spartans to take the lead. Off-speed pitch misses off the edge. 1-2, 2 out, 2 on, 3 runs across for Laurel here in the bottom of the third. Selassie winds and deals the 1-2, swing and a miss, and the side is retired. Second strikeout of the game for Selassie. But not before the Spartans played three runs on three hits, a Charleroi error, and two left on. We played three. Your score, Laurel 3, Charleroi nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Welcome back to North Allegheny, the middle game of three here at the home of the Tigers. Still to come, 1A quarterfinal action. Number 1, Union. Number 8, Jeff Morgan. Already in the books. 2A quarterfinal. Number 2, Bentworth. An 8-1 win over the 7-seed Shenango.
Leading off the fourth inning for Charleroi.
In that game,
shortstop number 27.
Bentworth scored one in the first, two in the second. Shenango's only run came across in the fourth. The Bearcats got that run back in the fifth and scored four times in the home half of the sixth to put it away. 15 strikeouts in the game for Sidney Gonglick. Top of the fourth inning. And now, for the first time in the game, the Cougars batting while trailing, down 3-0. It'll be Pendo, Blouse, and Jones coming to the plate. Pendo, the only base runner for Charleroi, chops at a bunt, taps it foul. Pendo with the double about 150 feet down the left field line, dropped it 2 feet fair. After that, that one-out double, a sacrifice, and then been nothing but strikeouts since. 7 in a row for Autumn Boyd. 0-1 pitch taken high for a ball. The 3-6 matchup in the 2A bracket. The 2-seed awaits the winner. 1-1 called strike. It's 1-2. Charleroi's won 5 in a row and 8 of its last 10. Laurel has won 10 in a row since its last loss. That a 5-1 setback to Neshanic. Ball slap foul. That goes to the backstop screen.
One says home, one says visitors. Do you know which one's home?
All right. Avery Pendo looking to get on to snap this long streak. Pitch in the dirt, handled by catcher Brewer, but no damage. Nobody on base. Bentworth squad hanging around, getting a little in-person scouting of their next opponent. Two balls, two strikes. Boyd winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Ball dropped by the catcher, Brewer. Runner, the batter is going to beat the play to first. In fact, there was never a throw. Brewer kind of chased the dropped third strike up the first baseline. And, you know, that was the epitome of dropped third strike. Went right into the mid of Brewer and then dropped out, and she chased it up the line. So a strikeout, the eighth in a row for Autumn Boyd, but a runner at first. Here comes Zariana Blouse. Fouled off. First pitch to the backstop screen. So Avery Pendo's been on twice. Nobody else has gotten on once. A strikeout pass ball as Pendo on. Pitch in the dirt, handled this time by catcher, and then fake the throw and drop the ball. Now we're going to get an E2. The ball just comes right out of the hands of Lexi Brewer. It has been a charmed situation. Yeah, she faked the throw to chase the runner back to first, and the ball came out of her hands and rolled over to the third base dugout. Second error of the game on Laurel. Ball flared foul over the first base dugout. So strikeout passed ball, and now the E2. Ball popped up. Shallow right field. Drifting back is Balcom to make the catch for the first out. Blouse retired on the pop out. One down here in the fourth. That snaps the strikeout string finally.
Now batting to center fielder.
Ball in play for the Cougars. The first since Blouse put down that sacrifice bunt back in the first. Riley Jones to bat now. Started that eight straight strikeout string. Hits a fly ball to right center field. Outfielders converge. Right fielder Kroll makes the grab. Strong throw to third, but not caught by third baseman Seifert. May have been in time. Pendo gets in because the ball not caught. So fly out to right. Pendo leading the charmed life here. The third strike not caught. The fake throw not held onto. And now the throw into third not caught. And now Sophia Selashi with a chance to help herself. Runner at third and two out. Same situation we were in the first inning for Charleroi. But the Cougars now down 3-0. Selashi, it's a comebacker, one hop. Boyd flips to first, side retired. A strikeout pass ball, an error, and a runner left on for Charleroi in the fourth. We played 3.5. It's Laurel 3, Charleroi nothing. On the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave. Finally making noise, y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise, y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
We go to the bottom of the fourth with the Laurel in front, 3-0. And 9-1-2 scheduled to bat up. Lee Moan, thank you very much. Appreciate your help. Chartiers Houston blanks Jeanette in the 1A bracket, 16-0. First pitch to the plate to Lexi Kroll in for a called strike. Kroll 0-for-1, grounded to short to end the threat in the Laurel second inning. Chartiers Houston awaits the Carmichael Southside winner in 1A semifinal action next week. For two final scores involving Washington County teams in softball quarters, both winners, Bentworth and Chartiers Houston. Pitch misses low for a ball, 1-1. Green County teams taking over tonight. Ball fouled off. That came back and got a piece of home plate umpire Tim Hatfield.
Yeah, that's the right fielder, Alexis Kroll.
A ball and two strikes now. I think that got Hatfield. May have come off the glove. May have gotten the catcher Lancey. Hatfield taps her, and then he adjusts his chest protector, so I'm going to say that may have gotten both of them. Ball lifted foul, going to drift out of play behind the third base dugout. Three 1A quarterfinals today. The fourth will be played tomorrow afternoon at Peterswood Park. That is the 4-5 matchup, Frazier and West Green in 1A softball. Foul ball again, this one heading up toward the baseball field, but didn't quite get there. And that game between Frazier and West Green played tomorrow because Frazier's prom is today. Hey, you hear about players going to graduation in baseball or softball uniforms? Go to prom. Check swing, able to hold up is Kroll. That'll even the count at 2-2. 3A quarterfinal. South Park a winner over Central Valley 4-0. Ligonier Valley with a 1-0 win against Elwood City in that bracket. Kroll takes up and away to fill the count. 3-2. Nine-hitter Lexi Kroll, the Laurel right fielder, leading off. Here in the fourth, Laurel up 3-0. Kroll strokes one. That's going to find grass and skip past Scobel to the fence. A double on a 3-2 pitch to lead off the fourth inning. Angle, speed, none of that was going to matter. With the left-handed hitter slapping that ball, stroking it solidly the opposite way. It gets down and rolls clear to the fence. That is the third double of the game for the Spartans and their seventh hit through 18 plate appearances. They'll take that batting average all day long. Back to the top, Ivy Pancher swings at the first pitch. Fist one foul up the first base line. In addition, those 18 plate appearances, in addition to the hits, another batter reached base by way of an error, another with a walk. So 9 of the 18 batters have reached base. Ball pop foul straight back. Yeah, fan sitting there has it come right in his lap. Makes the catch. No balls and two strikes now. Leadoff double for Kroll. Pitch goes untouched to the backstop, way up over top of everybody in the home plate area. Wild pitch by Salashi and Kroll to third. The ball and two strikes on the one-hitter, Ivy Pancher. Ground out and a strikeout looking. 1-2, fouled that pitch off. And she swung and then got hit by the pitch, didn't foul it off. It hit her, actually. So he swung and was hit by the pitch. And that is a strikeout. And it's a dead ball. Nobody goes anywhere. You got that again there, partner?
Now batting number 16,
look at
Macy
that. Watch
Lang.
Salashi bring this pitch up and in. And that hit her right, looking right on top of the head, but swung at it, so down on strikes. Third strikeout for Szilassi. Ball bunted, rolls up the line, and it rolls into foul territory and going to be ruled a foul ball. Batter actually goes clear to second, but oh, she was very close. Got the hand down but pulled it back and did not touch it. There, the third baseman, Ariana Blaus, does what we've seen twice today pitchers not do on a ball 8 to 10 feet out from home plate. That one just rolled foul against Macy Lang. She's back in the box. A one pitch, strike two. Szilassi trying to slam the door here. Charleroi can ill afford to give up anything else. Down 3-0 at the moment. Kroll doubled and went to third on a wild pitch, but Szilassi got the strikeout. 0-2 to the plate, swing and a miss. Back-to-back K's. Two out now. Four strikeouts.
Now adding the third baseman, Addison Deal.
And now Addie Deal brings her 2-for-2 afternoon to the plate. Single double, first two times up. Kroll still at third, two outs later. Deal strokes it into center. She's got her third hit, a fourth run, a second run batted in for Addie Deal, and Laurel leads it now 4-0. Just seeing the ball very, very well, Addie Deal. All three hits have been right on the button. Two outs and a runner at first. Now it's Autumn Boyd. She doubled her last time up. Comebacker, Szilassi gloves and rifles at the first to end the inning. But one pitch too late for Laurel. Run on two hits, a runner left on. We've played four complete. Your score now, Laurel 4, Charleroi nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We get a greensports.net update. Carmichael's the 2 seed in the 1A bracket. After 3, leading 1-0. Thank you, floor director Jason Tennant, and floor director there, and all-around good guy Nate Rigotti. No? Oh, he was just the setup guy. And that wasn't easy, I understand, so you get that score, 1-0. Carmichael's leading Southside after 3. Winner there gets Chartiers Houston in the semis next week. We go to the Charleroi fifth inning.
Leading off the fifth
Cougars
inning
now
Charleroi,
down
the catcher, number nine,
4-0.
Maddie Lancy
comes to the plate. Struck out in the early parts of an 8-straight strikeout performance by pitcher Autumn Boyd. Lancy, grounder, one hop to short. Lang gloves, throws across. One pitch, one out here in the fifth. That'll bring up Emma Stefanik.
Now batting, the designated player, number 24, Emma Stefanik.
Top of the fifth inning to a quarterfinal. Bentworth awaits the winner in this game. Fastball in for a called strike at the waist to Stefanik. She struck out to end the second. Second and third innings, Charleroi batters 6 up, 6 down, all strikeouts. 0-1, Stefanik a little flinched there and couldn't pull the trigger. Take strike two. Four losses on the year for Charleroi. All four to teams still playing. Bentworth already to the semifinals. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart playing this afternoon against Sarah Catholic in the 2A-4-5 matchup. Ball and two strikes. Stefanik pops it foul. Top row of the bleacher deck behind home plate. Count holds at 1-2. One hit in the game for the Cougars. They one out double in the first. Stefanik takes ball two. A change up short of the mark. Are you ready to go? Autumn Boyd winds and deals. 2-2 ripped, but just foul. Ball died at when it hit the ground and was wide of third. Seifert there to take a look, but wasn't able to get it in the glove, but would have been a foul ball regardless. Laurel leading 4-0. Charleroi trying to get something going here in the fifth. Change up, misses outside. 3-2. One out, nobody on. Only base runner since the first. Changeup misses outside, a walk. The only base runner prior to this walk since the first was Avery Pendo reaching on the strikeout pass ball. And looks like Trey Tillman going to put a runner in at first for the DP, Stefanik. And that is going to be Vanessa Gray. So Gray becomes the designated
first
player.
First base, number 10, Vanessa Gray.
Announced as a courtesy runner, but not the courtesy runner. DPs don't get those. Is a substitute, so the new designated player. Batter is Lila Bruner. Bruner swings and fouls the first pitch straight back.
Batter is number 18, Lila Bruner.
Single base runners in the first, fourth, and now fifth innings for Charleroi. Twice, Cougars have gotten a runner to third, but not able to cash in. Fastball misses low, 1-1. Baseball quarterfinals on Monday for most of the matchups. Ground ball leads the shortstop right toward the bag. Little flip throw to first. It is not in time. The ball gets past the first baseman, Addie Deal, but no damage done there. Good job by shortstop Lang to handle the ground out there. Avoids that throw into tight traffic. And Bruner aboard on the fielder's choice.
I'm batting to left fielder, number 30, Emma Scobel.
Emma Scobel to bat now. A nine-hitter in the Charleroi batting order. Two out and a runner at first. Scobel struck out her only at bat. Takes a fastball in the dirt, ball one. The 5A baseball quarterfinals, Trinity Bethel Park and West Allegheny against the Shaler South Fayette winner. Those two quarters will be played on Tuesday next week, and their semifinals on Wednesday. Everything else in the baseball bracket will be played Monday, Tuesday. Check swing, couldn't hold up. Two balls and a strike. Scoble 0 for 1. Slap foul. Two the count. And the reason for that movement in the left side of the 5A bracket is because South Fayette and Shaler did not finish their first round game last night. Tapper into the 5-6 hole. Throw to first, not in time. It's going to be a base hit, then an E5. Ball gets away, and now the batter, Scobel, is going to run Bruner off the bag, throw back, and somehow Scobel is going to get back to second safely. So base hit for Scobel. Let's start there. Bruner goes to third when the throw to try to get Scoble gets away at first, and Scoble likewise takes second on the play.
Number eight, Kaylee Siples.
And now we go back to the top of the order. And don't look now, but a swing of the bat away from being right back in this game. And the top of the batting order to do that. First pitch misses low to Siples. Bruner at third, Scoble, little charmed life this at bat. Seipold fouls it off, and she all but ran Bruner off the bag at third. And was fortunate to get back that the throw from third baseman Seifert went to Lang, the shortstop, and not to the second baseman Balcom. Check swing in for a strike, it's 1-2 on Kaylee Seipold, 0-for-2 in the game, a ground out and a strikeout. Runners at second and third and two out in the Charleroi fifth. Tapper up the first base side, but foul. Count holds at 1-2. Two base hits in the game for Charleroi. That little slap, run-up slap, base hit for Scoble. The double slap down the line in the first inning for Pendo. 1-2, check swing, went a long way around, going to appeal. No swing, says John Palco. Two balls and two strikes. Mentioned Scoble's charm life this inning. Maybe a charm life there for Seipold on that check swing. 2-2, changeup misses way outside. And now for Laurel, with first base open, a walk is not the worst thing to happen. Because you just give another at-bat and put a runner on, but swing and a miss. That's the best thing that could happen. That is strikeout number 9 in the game for right-hander Autumn Boyd. The Cougars threaten. They get no runs, though, on a hit, an error, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Laurel 4, Charleroi nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation. 724-239-239.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Laurel, half of the fifth inning. We'll start with second baseman Riley Balcom. A hit and a walk in two plate appearances. Swings at the first pitch. Flare behind first. And it drops in. It'll be a base hit. Boy, that ball just fair down the line. Second hit of the game for Balcom. Ninth hit of the game for Laurel.
Now batting number 10, Hayden Seifert.
Going to get a runner at first base for the second baseman. And I cannot tell you who it is. We will momentarily. Only a couple of substitutes for the Spartans. It is number 4, Jamie Weisenstein.
Running at first base, number 4.
So Weisenstein at first.
Weisenstein.
Hayden Seifert to the plate. She's 2-for-2 today. Swings and fouls the first tip, first pitch back into the glove. Spartans one hit in the first, back-to-back singles to open the second, but then doing damage in that third and fourth innings. Pitch misses low for a ball after one out. Error, double, double, walk, single. Three runs across in the third. Double, wild pitch, two outs later, RBI single to make it 4-0. That's where we stand now. Ball stroke past the diving shortstop, Pendo. Play the ball back to the infield, does Scobel. Ball got loose for a moment, but tracked down by Szilassi. Back-to-back singles to open this fifth inning. The duo of Balcom and Seifert,
batting number 34,
5 for 5, plus a walk. 10 hits now in the game for Laurel. Lexi Brewer to the plate. She's 0 for 2 today. Skies went foul and out of play over top of the batting cages, actually. Second time in the game, the Spartans have gone back-to-back singles to open the frame. Did not score the first time they did that. Brewer fouls one off straight back. Another score in this 2A bracket in the quarterfinals. The 5 seed knocks off the 4. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart over Sarah, 10-5. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And Brewer down on strikes. That's 5 strikeouts for Szilassi. We'll bring up Lexi Sherry.
Now batting number
0 for 1 plus a sacrifice bunt. And she was up in this exact situation in the second when she put down that sack bunt to move runners to second and third with 2 out. Puts a bunt down again but taps it foul to the backstop. Coach Frank Duddy, a lot of confidence shown in your 9 hitter to give up out number 2 to move runners to second and third. Shortstop Pendo needed a stoppage to get her cleats tied. Szilassi winds and deals the 0-1 to Sherry. Bunt, third baseline foul, touched by catcher Lancey. Stops action. Now 0-2. Bentworth Bearcats have been hanging around with eyes on in-person scouting of their next opponent, whoever wins this game. Looks like they're heading for the bus now. Ball fouled off by Sherry. She stays in an 0-2 count. The 3 seed Laurel, 3 runs in the third, 1 more in the fourth, threatening here in the fifth, but so far nothing across. Charlotte, we're running out of time. Cougars have had only 2 hits and 4 base runners. Swing and a miss, pitch up out of the zone. 6 strikeouts in the game, back-to-back K's after the back-to-back singles to open the inning. And now Lexi Kroll to the plate. Doubled and scored in the fourth. 2 outs here in the inning. Kroll takes a pitch high for ball 1. Kroll, the left-handed batter, steps in. 1-0 misses outside, 2-0. And even though first base currently occupied, a walk doesn't hurt immediately should Szilassi not be able to get the out here. But the other thing you do is you turn the lineup over. Kroll takes high for ball 3. Lefty on lefty here. Kroll 1 for 2. Double and a ground out. 10 hits in the game for the Spartans. Change up dropped in for a called strike by the Charleroi left-hander. Solashi winds and deals, slap foul. Kroll sends it up near the baseball home run fence. Three-two pitch to the plate. Grounder right back to Solashi. She's going to throw to third for some reason. Gets the out there. Good thing that the Blouse was paying attention. Hit that comebacker with two outs. You almost always go to first, but Solashi on the fielder's choice. Kroll reaches, but Weisenstein retired 1-5 to end the frame. No runs, two hits, two left on. We go to the sixth. Your score, Laurel 4, Charleroi nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dream.
Update from Montour in the 1A bracket. Number 2 Carmichael is now up on Southside 5-0. Winner of that game gets the gets Chartiers Houston, a 16-0 winner against Jeanette. Top of the sixth, Avery Pendo leads off for Charleroi, takes the first pitch for a called strike.
Number 27, Avery Pendo.
I'm starting to get the feeling of a combo broadcast coming up next week with WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. 1A semifinal 2-3 matchup between Chartiers Houston and Carmichael's, though not official yet. Pendo now in an 0-2 hole. 1-for-2 in the game, been on base twice, takes a fastball high. Slap double in the first, reached on the strikeout passed ball. The epitome of dropped third strike. Pitch misses up and in. A changeup from Boyd. Run up there by Pendo. Yeah, the duck out of the way. That pitch coming at her head. Two balls, two strikes. Leading off the sixth. Pendo taps it foul to the third base dugout. We already know that Canna McMillan is in the 6A semifinals. Bentworth in the 2A semis. Pendo takes high for ball three. Chartiers Houston in the 1A semifinals. Carmichael's making their way that direction. Here's the 3-2. Pendo pops it up behind the shortstop. Running back is Macy Lang to make a nice running catch on the pop-up.
Now batting third baseman, number 14.
Pendo nearly got it done. Just too much sky on it. Got it over Lang, but enough air that she could recover and get the first out. It'll bring up Ariana Blouse. 0-for-1 plus a sacrifice. Swinging a foul ball straight back. No balls and a strike. Pitch to Blouse from Boyd. Swung on and missed. Good fastball just above the waist. Here comes an 0-2 pitch taken for a ball. Pirate baseball from Wrigley Field coming your way next here on WJPA AM. Third game of the triple header here will be on greensports.net and the NFHS Network. That is a 1A quarterfinal. Number 8, Jeff Morgan. Number 1, Union. I have not seen the Rockets as of yet, but I have seen the Scotties. Oh, okay, they're back there on the field. Strike 3 looking. Blouse did not offer and got rung up by home plate umpire Tim Hatfield. That's 10 strikeouts for Boyd, which that's a good number, but when you consider she struck out 8 batters in a row over one stretch. 2 outs now here in the 6th. Riley Jones to bat. She is 0 for 2. Started that 8 straight strikeout string. Going down on strikes in the first inning. First pitch is a strike to Jones. Also a fly out to right field. 0-1. Little Pfister going to drop into right field. And a base hit. Yep, ruled a fair ball. Did not get that indication. But the fair ball down the right field line. Okay. Single for Jones. 3 hits for Charleroi to this point. Double for Pendo. Single for Scoble. Single now for Jones with 2 out. The batter is pitcher Sophia Selassie. Takes an off-speed pitch for a called strike between the belt and the letters. Boyd's pitch to the plate, swung on and missed. Selassie tried to load up on that letter-high fastball. Came up empty. Pitch away, and bat went through just ahead of the pitch. Boyd brings the 0-2 to the plate. Selassie chases that even higher between the belt and the letters, at the letters, and above the letters. The last 3 pitches to Sophia Selassie. She is strikeout number 11. No runs, a 2-out single, and a runner left on for Charleroi. We go to the bottom of the 6th. Your score, Laurel 4, Charleroi nothing, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Go to the Laurel 6th inning. The Spartans with a 4-run lead, and they'll be at the top of the batting order. Pancher, Lang, and Deal. But the numbers in the middle part of this batting order, 3, 4, 5, 6,
center fielder, number
have
3,
9 of the 10 hits today. Pancher. Ivy Pancher stands in, takes the first pitch for a called strike. Deal 3 for 3, 2 singles and a double. Boyd a double. Balcom 2 singles. Seifert 3 singles. And all 4 runs driven in coming from those 4 spots in the batting order. Pitch misses high for a ball, 1-1. Pancher 0 for 3. Lang, who's on deck, also 0 for 3. Ball skied. Foul territory near the third base dugout. Going to just drift onto the roof. Blouse gave chase, but ran out of room by about 2 feet. Now 1-2 to Ivy Pancher. Sophia Selassie winds and deals. 1-2. Popped up. That one's going to get back out of play as well. When we go to the 7th, Cougars 6, 7, 8 spots in the batting order. And we'll be down by at least 4 when we go there. offensive timeout taken by Pancher, and she called for it. That was not the coach initiated. You only get one of those a half inning, and always amazed with nobody on and nobody out. You're leading off, and you have two strikes on you that you use your offensive conference. I think if I'm a coach, I'm going to say, no, no, just stay there. You're leading 4-0. Just stay there. Ball and two strikes on Pancher. So last she trying to find the out pitch. Check swing, went too far around, and she gets it. Seventh strikeout of the game for the Charleroi lefty. And Pancher down on strikes for the third time.
The shortstop,
Macy Lang, comes to the plate. She scored the game's first run, reached on an error, and a ground ball hit the third that wasn't handled, and then was doubled home by Addie Deal. First pitch in for a called strike. Lang also a ground out and a strikeout today. One out here in the home half of the sixth. Szilassi trying to keep it at 4-0. Pitch in the dirt, ball and a strike. Sign flashed by Lancey. Szilassi's pitch misses above the letters. 2-1. Base runners in every inning so far, except this one for Laurel. Ball slapped foul, gets to the backstop screen, and now 2-2 the count. Two out single in the first. Back-to-back hits to open the second. Back-to-back doubles plus a single in the third. Lead-off double and a two-out single RBI in the fourth. Back-to-back singles to open the fifth for Laurel. 2-2 in the dirt goes to the backstop. Now the count runs full to Macy Lang.
All right, okay.
One walk allowed this afternoon by the Szilassi, the Charleroi left-hander. Gets the sign, wants to keep it that way. One walk, 3-2 to the plate. Lifted foul, straight back. Everybody resets, do it again. Three balls, two strikes. Left-handed hitting Lang in the box, ready. Szilassi deals a payoff pitch. It's popped up. Foul, going to get back out of play again. Good battling at bat here by Macy Lang. Did a game the other day, the McGuffey and Yawk game. Yawk two-hitter, their catcher, Kylie O'Delly, saw 40 pitches in the game in three plate appearances. Ball slapped, foul behind third, running play for shortstop. Pendo gets it in the glove for the second out. Good comeback there for Szilassi. Kept pounding the strike zone, and Lang pops out to the shortstop. Addie Deal comes to the plate now. Just to finish that note on Kylie O'Delly.
The first baseman, Addison Deal.
Her first at bat, she fouled off the first two pitches to go into an 0-2 hole and then proceeded to foul off the next 12 pitches in a row before striking out. Her second time up, she got into an 0-2 hole, took a ball, then fouled off six straight pitches before working for a walk. In her third at bat in the fifth, she fouled off 3 2-strike pitches before striking out. She saw 40 pitches in three plate appearances. Ball fouled off out of play by Addie Deal. She has not been retired today. Single, double, single, two runs driven in and a run scored. A ball and a strike to count here in her at bat in the sixth inning. Szilassi deals. Deal takes low for ball two. Addie Deal has scored one and driven in two others today. It's a fly ball into shallow center field. Coming on, head high running grab for Riley Jones for the first time in the ball game. Charleroi sits down
the
Laurel Spartans in order. We go to the seventh. Charleroi needs four runs before giving up three outs. We played six. It's Laurel 4, Charleroi nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-2330.
For Laurel.
We go to the seventh.
Now playing left field, number 19, Macy Miller.
Macy Miller checks in the game for Laurel to play left field. Alexis Sherry checks out of the game. 6, 7, 8 hitters due up for Charleroi. The Cougars got to get a lot more than that to keep this game going. Maddie Lancy, the catcher, will lead off, takes the first pitch for a called strike.
Maddie Lancy.
Lancy 0 for 2, strikeout and ground out against Autumn Boyd, who has fanned 11 batters so far. Tapper up the third baseline, just foul. Seifert came up and gloved it. She was ready to make a play. I don't know if she would have gotten an out if that ball had been ruled fair, but it was not. No balls and two strikes to Lancy. Boyd's 0-2 goes upstairs but misses high and away. Get you a scoring recap in the post game, as well as our player of the game recognition. One, two, swing and a miss. A dozen strikeouts in the game. One out here in the seventh. Vanessa Gray. No, are we going to get Stefanik back in the game? It is going to be Stefanik re-entering as the designated player. One out in the seventh. Yeah, Stefanik, last time up, walked and gave way to Vanessa Gray. Again, she was announced at that point as a courtesy runner, but she was, in fact, in the game because courtesy runner for pitcher and catcher only. But Gray does not get the bat here. Stefanik re-enters as the DP. First pitch, ground ball in the 5-6 hole, handled by Lang, the shortstop. Throw to first, and the out there, two down now. Really impressed with the defensive work by Macy Lang. That ball off the bat looked like it had a chance, but easy to set up and throw, knowing the runner not the fastest, and able to make a solid throw across Macy Lang. Two down now in the Charleroi seventh, and the Cougars' season hanging in the balance. Lila Bruner stands in, takes a fastball for a called strike, 0 for 2, a strikeout, and hit into a force play. Two out, nobody on in the seventh. 0-1 misses way inside. That almost hit Bruner. Three hits in the game for Charleroi against the perennial power Laurel. Ball fouled off back to the backstop. And now the count runs to 1-2. Catcher Boyd to the top of the circle, now to the pitching rubber. The right-hander winds and deals. 1-2, misses high. Taken there for ball two by Bruner. Scoble waits on deck as one of only three Charleroi hits. Would love to get another chance to extend this game. Swing and a miss. 13th strikeout ends the ball game. Charleroi set down in order in the seventh. Your final score, Laurel 4, Charleroi nothing. Recap for you here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back here at North Allegheny, wrap up this 2A quarterfinal. We can tell you that Laurel and Bentworth will meet in the 2A semis next week, sites and times to be announced, and that is because the Spartans eliminate the Charleroi Cougars 4-0. Scoreless to the third after one out, Macy Lang reached on a booted ground ball to third. Addie Deal doubled her home. And Autumn Boyd followed with an RBI double to score Deal. After a walk, Hayden Seifert with an RBI single, and Laurel led 3-0. To the bottom of the fourth, Lexi Kroll led off with a double, went to third on a wild pitch, and after a couple of strikeouts, scored on an Addie Deal base hit to close the scoring. 4-0, Laurel with the win. Totals in the ballgame. Laurel, 4 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors, 8 left on. Charleroi, no runs, 3 hits, 1 error, 5 left on base. Winning pitcher is Autumn Boyd. 7 innings, did not allow a run, just 3 hits. 1 walk, struck out 13. Sophia Salashi takes the loss. 6 innings, charged with all 4 runs, 3 earned. Gave up 10 hits. Salashi walked 1 batter and struck out 7 in the ballgame. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Laurel Spartans improved to 17-4, and a big part of that because of the work today of our player of the game, first baseman Addie Deal. 3-for-4 on the day. Drove in 2 runs, scored another, and Laurel scored 4 runs today, and Deal had a hand in 3 of those. Single in the first and was stranded. RBI double, and then a run scored in the third. RBI single in the fourth. Addie Deal, the Laurel first baseman, our CCBC Washington County College Center player of the game. It's on to the semifinals for the Laurel Spartans, now 17-4. And the Spartans run their win streak to 11 straight. They'll take on 15 straight game winner Bentworth in the semis next week. For the Charleroi Cougars, their season ends at 14-5. If there's any solace to be taken, it would be this. The 5 losses for Charleroi, all to teams who are in the WPIL semifinals. Twice to Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, twice to Bentworth, now once to Laurel. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Announcer chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Pirates baseball follows us as the Bucks are in the Windy City for a four-game set with the Chicago Cubs. Our playoff coverage resumes Monday with baseball quarterfinals. Avella, Burgettstown, Carmichael, Chartiers, Houston, Fort Cherry, Trinity, and West Green all in action. Trinity will be on Tuesday. Monday's winners turn right around and play semifinals on Tuesday. Softball action next week. We'll have semifinals in all six classes, including 6A Cannon McMillan taking on Seneca Valley Wednesday. We know that Chartiers Houston will be in the 1A semis, likely against Carmichael's. The Mikes leading 7-0 against Southside going to the sixth inning. And Bentworth will be in the semis to take on the Laurel Spartans. Still alive, the Jefferson Morgan Rockets. They're coming up next against the Union Scotties here at North Allegheny. Dates and times for the softball expected to be released tomorrow morning. Thanks to both head coaches, Trey Tillman and Frank Duddy, athletic directors Ashley Abbott and Ken Locke, and to Bob Bizzuto and his crew here at North Allegheny. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, Brandon Bennett on camera, and our Washington studio producer, Jacob Knisner, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. Game two of the 2A softball quarterfinals here at North Allegheny. Your final score, Laurel 4, Charleroi 0. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.